The sea otter gave a triumphant shout.
Avast, collies! Hang on tight! We're away!
A prolonged gust of wind howling down out of the north clouted Pearl Queen's sails, and she took off like a javelin. Bows lifting high, the great ship scudded free on the roller crests, speeding along parallel to the shore. Finbar played the tiller deftly, skipping her from one wave top to the next, veering and tacking out to the open sea in a dainty side-stepping dance. Behind on the shore, a scorched and blackened Glogolog sat smouldering in helpless rage, watching his marsh toads flopping helplessly in the waves as the ship carrying his former bullgums sailed off into the night. Struggling upright, he shook his scepter at the receding vessel and croaked venomously.
Yeg, Gulchagum, Fergalum, Boolawug.
A combination of marsh toad curse and insult that would have caused any interpreter to blush deeply. Dawnlight reflected twinkling green gold across the restless waves. Finbar yawned aloud as he relinquished the tiller to Joseph.
I don't know what I want first, matey. A good sleep or a decent breakfast. 'Twas a long, hard night.
The bellmaker shoved his sea otter friend playfully.
Get along with you. Go on. I'll hold her head south. The shrews are making you a victory breakfast for sailing us out of that scrape last night. Only a gale deep like yourself could have done it.
Finbar was instantly revived as he sniffed the delicious aromas wafting from the galley. Gowsim shrews laid the food out on the hatch covers amidships. There was October ale, raspberry cordial and hot mint tea, a plum and pear pudding, meadow cheese and fresh falls of shrew bread piping hot from the oven. Pearl Queen's crew cheered their skipper until the summer morning air rang to their cries. Finbar bowed modestly before launching himself at the food with a formidable appetite.
Fall to, messmates, and help an old sea dog to clear these victuals. Ahoy there, Formal. What's that thing you're carrying?
I found it, sir. 'Twere written in the forrard cabin.
Reverently, the sea otter took the small melodeon that Formal presented to him.
Wallopin' clamshells. 'Tis me old otter accordion. I thought it were lost. Wonder if she still works.
Twiddling his paws across the buttons, he expanded the instrument's ribbed bellows and it produced a melodic chord. Much to the delight of every beast, Finbar threw back his head and began singing a merry sea otter ditty. Duddy, Roof and Fatch stamped their paws on the deck rhythmically in time to the comic song. It was a happy release for them all after the perils they had endured, and Finbar could play as well as he could sing.
Was an old lobster who married a cod. Boggle me barnacles, sail off to sea. Now all of the cockles and clams thought it odd. Boggle me barnacles over the brine. I knows you're a codfish, but darling, you're mine. For a wedding breakfast, the pair had to feed. Boggle me barnacles, sail off to sea. On Rudy bag cake and the best of seaweed. Boggle me barnacles over the brine. I knows you're a lobster, but I loves you fine. They was married offshore by a little fat whale. Boggle me barnacles, sail off to sea. And the guests drank barrels of deep water ale. Boggle me barnacles over the brine. Pass me that flagon of green ocean wine. The party went on till an hour before dark. Boggle me barnacles, sail off to sea. And they were ate up by an ignorant shark. Boggle me barnacles over the brine. A shark don't have manners when he's out to dine.
Amid hoots of laughter and loud applause, Finbar did an encore, with Rosie and Formal dancing the parts of lobster and cod. They breakfasted until mid-morning, the weather being calm and the seas mild. Joseph lashed the tiller straight south. Having missed a full night's sleep, the entire crew lay about on the sun-warmed decks to take a few hours of much-needed rest. In the heat of mid-noon, Roof woke parched. Bleary-eyed, he drew a dipper of water from the ship's drinking cask and drank half, pouring the rest over his head to waken himself properly. Blinking water from his eyes, The young squiddle stared out over the gently swelling deep. Finbar was awakened by Roof shaking him.
What time is it, mate? Must have been asleep half of the day. Roofy, something the matter, young'un?
The squiddle tried to keep his voice calm.
This morning, Mr. Finbar, you sang a song about cods and lobsters being eaten up by a shark.
The sea otter stretched luxuriously.
Aye, so I did, Roofy. Do you want me to teach you the words?
No, sir. I'd just like to know what a shark looks like.
Bless your heart, matey. You don't see much of them and you don't want to neither. Mainly all you'll see is a great dark fin sticking up out of the water.
Roof took the sea otter's tattooed paw and led him to the rail.
Does it look like this one circling our ship, sir?